57, 97.5, The Fanatic. Coming to you from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, Devon Givens, 610-632-0975, along with my partner in crime here, Tyler Zuli. With you until 10 on this fun Friday, where we have a statement from the Philadelphia Eagles basically pointing out again that the penalty for DeSean Jackson's conduct detrimental to the team. See if I can find something more as we go along, because Tim McManus has a story out there. I know he was on television doing the phone call, so look at T-Mac and see. Told DeSean Jackson intends to donate a significant portion of his fine. So, okay, that's an answer for us right there. To the Jewish community efforts. To clarify, it's not from the fine itself, but the amount Jackson is donating is equal to a significant amount of the fine total. So, yes, again, DeSean being fined. 610-632-0975. As promised, we go to Mitch in East Windsor here on The Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
Hello, Devon. Good show. You and Tyler.
Thank
good
you.
Pair.
Thank you.
If you don't mind me saying.
Appreciate it.
Maybe get him on the... we'll get first film, but get Tyler on the second film. You know, throw him a bone, you know? Be a nice guy.
Hey, he's a great guy.
Hey, Lance, good call. Kyrie Wiley says it's easy to love than hate. Kind of like my mom used to say, lazy people work twice as hard, so maybe Tyler wants something for me once in a blue moon.
What you got for us, man?
Well, DeSean doesn't seem like when I first came out, I just thought it was, you know, I don't want to mention his name, but he hated just about everybody. You know, he got ruined in World War I, and if the bullet had gone 2 inches the right way, history would have been changed. And right. How can anybody can believe that?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But he's learning. I'm glad he's donating and going to, maybe I should go to the Jewish Holocaust, because I know my father visited over there in Poland, in Germany, when he was stationed there. Yeah, he told me about that. Yeah, I think I mentioned it already.
Yes.
So I guess they deserve, and Philly, the Eagles have a kind of a check of pass given breaks to that wide receiver. His name escapes me, and also Michael Vick. You know, DeSean hasn't, you know, joined any hate groups, or he hasn't killed anybody or any dogs. So he deserves a, you know, nice shot. And Eagles need wide receivers, as we know. So,
Well, it looks like they're backing him here, where he's going to be fine, but he's going to do the work to make sure he rectifies this situation that he's put himself in. And he's spoken to someone that's a Holocaust survivor already, Mitch. He spoke to Julian Edelman. They're going to do some things together, where Edelman has already pointed out that they have both talked about going to the Holocaust Museum, and I believe Julian Edelman is also going to go to the African American Museum as well. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
Excellent. One of his friends. I got a duo. Maybe DeSean can enjoy it. There's more than two people, but the four main characters and one of your favorite shows, Jerry and George. You already know what show I'm talking about. The four main characters. I'm only half, but the Jewish.
I got you, Mitch. Yeah, man. And Jerry does a lot of stuff on there as a Jewish guy on the show. The same thing with Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's why when we had the caller earlier bring up Curb, also pointing out that Leon, a black guy, and Larry David as the Jewish guy on the show, making fun of themselves while they do this stuff that they do.
Yeah, you gotta make fun of yourself. Can't take life seriously. It's too short. You know, it's hard to believe that show's been gone for only two years.
Yeah. Yep.
Now I'm interested in catching them, Kirby. Even the old ones. To me, they're new. But for, you know, I know some people that don't never seen Seinfeld.
They'd
enjoy it.
Got to.
I even know some young guys, 25 years younger, that work on me. They look at me a little, you know, you're an old generation, Mitch. And they're not, you know, too big on it. Or even horror of OJ, too much of the OJ drama and the saga there. But anyway, thanks for your time. Have a good weekend.
You got it, man. Thank you as always. Appreciate it, Mitch. Have a good one. Seinfeld with Jerry and George. were with Jerry and George more than anything. And that's what it is, right? Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld, pretty much. So that's the two main characters.
Yeah, right? We did a whole show on that.
Yes, we did.
Picking the two, picking between the two. You won pretty decisively.
Yes, we did. Two great shows, all timers, when it comes to Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. 610-632-0975. We keep it moving. Let's go to Don in South Philly. What's up, Don?
How you doing today?
How you doing, man?
I was just, you know, because I hear everybody keep saying DeSean Jackson made a mistake, which he did, but people does that every day. Donald Trump does it on TV every day.
Yeah, we know. We just don't talk about it because we don't try to get political on the show. You know what I'm saying? So
right. No, I'm just saying. But so as an athlete does it, it's spoken of, and then they punish. But you got people that's higher that mean more to the world than him, and they don't get nothing done about it. So,
Well, trust and believe there are all those conversations off the air for a lot of people when it comes to the White House.
Right.
Yeah. Trust and believe that. But, you know, so
I want to win another Super Bowl. And with DeSean Jackson and the guy that we got from San Francisco playing that together, I think we're going to win another one.
Marquise Goodwin?
Yes.
Well, listen, he has to stay healthy. But we don't even know, Don, to be perfectly honest with you, if he's going to make the team. So he has to stay healthy first.
Right.
That's a guy that it's a decent trade with the compensation being a very, very late round pick for San Francisco getting that pick and the Eagles getting Goodwin. Yes, he has speed and he has had success in this league, but he also has had plenty of injuries, Donnie. He has to stay healthy right in order to help this football team.
Right. And I also think the Eagles should get Kaepernick as a backup because Carson Wentz only going to make it 9 games.
Well, they drafted Jalen Hurts, and drafting Jalen Hurts, he may not play this year. That's going to be the job of number 7, Nate Sudfeld, the backup, Carson Wentz. And not a big fan. Tyler's not a big fan, but I don't think that that's a route that they're going to go. They've done it before by, you know, bringing in Michael Vick, so they're not opposed to it, but I don't think that's a move that they're going to make.
Yeah, but that would be a great move. Kaepernick actually got skills like that boy Mahomes.
Well, listen, man, we haven't seen him play in 4 years, so we don't know what he has right now.
Man, Michael Vick can come out of retirement and do better than Carson Wentz.
Come on.
I like Carson Wentz.
You don't sound like you like Carson Wentz the way you're going at him.
He's not going to play a whole season.
Well, we'll see. Played all season this year.
Let me say this for the record, right? You hear me?
Yeah. Hold up. You didn't hear me. He played all season this past year.
Yeah, I know. But they wasn't doing nothing, though.
What you mean? They made the playoffs.
Listen to what I'm going to say to you real quick. When Tom Brady took over for Drew Bledsoe, and when that boy just won the Super Bowl for the Eagles 2 years ago, they should never got rid of him. I don't care what you do. You pay for both of them. If you want to keep Wentz that bad, you pay for both of them.
Nah, you can't have a $21 million backup.
You make Wentz a backup and don't pay him. Make him prove himself.
I disagree.
This guy won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Drew Bledsoe never got the chance to play again for New England when Tom Brady started winning a Super Bowl. That's how it should have been right here.
I disagree, Don. You got a duo for us, man, on your way out?
Yeah. What's his name? Fonz. And Richie Cunningham
and the Fonz from Happy
yeah.
Days.
Yeah.
That's a great one. All right, Don, have a good one, man. Have a good weekend. The Fonz. Richie Cunningham. You got to get Carson Wentz out of here.
What? The guy threw for 4,000 yards with no one.
With no wide receivers. Just a tight end and a running back.
I mean,
two tight ends and a running back.
Here's the thing. If it's going to be, I think that the football side of that call had a couple of parts. Like if they bring in Colin Kaepernick to be the backup,
yeah,
and to push Carson Wentz, I'm totally okay with it. Like there's nothing wrong with that at all. But to say that they should have kept Nick Foles over Carson Wentz is just crazy.
But you're not bringing Kaepernick in here to even push him. It's just to have him
solid
backup.
Right. I mean, like you said, they drafted Jalen Hurts for a reason.
For a reason. May not be for this season.
But they drafted him
for a reason.
And, you know, whether, you know, you and I are both pretty in agreement that Nate Sudfeld is, I mean, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I'll put words in my mouth and say that he's useless. There is, I mean, I guess that there is a question mark at the backup quarterback spot because you don't know if the rookie's going to be the two or not. They say that Sudfeld's the three, but there is no question mark at number one, at least from the fan perspective. There might be in the front office, but he played 16 games last year.
That's what I tried to tell him.
Still
dying.
Still would bring Kaepernick in for a workout.
Yep, but my starting quarterback is Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 610-632-0975. We love going in a bubble life, but this is not good where you have, I'm looking at these numbers for Florida increasing in coronavirus surge. Man, it's going down in Florida. That is not good. Not good at all. 610-632-0975. Anthony in Baltimore. What's up, Ant?
What's happening, D? Hey, you never know when your spot get called, man. You always surprise me. Hey, brother. That last call was crazy. Let's make the word of the day crazy, because everybody's crazy in their own way. And that last call just made me go crazy, because you never know what you're going to say until you get put on the spot, but you have to react to what you hear sometimes, Dave. Like, I had a whole different, you know, idea of life before that last call. Like, what just happened? Let's talk about what that man just said.
Okay.
Go ahead. Please tell me what he just said.
First, it was Colin Kaepernick is better than Carson Wentz. Michael Vick retired is better than Carson Wentz.
Crazy. Like I said, the word is crazy. Crazy. Everybody's crazy in their own way.
His opinion. So, I think now, he's wrong. Yes,
everybody's talking, but hey, it's all about doing good for the world, okay? Yes. Look, he's entitled to his opinion, right? Let's just put it that way. But that was absolutely crazy. Cray cray like Kanye. Let's put it that way.
Who's running for president? But go ahead.
So, yes, and things are getting crazier, my brother. But yeah, it's always great to call you, man. I work so hard to feed my kids, and just let's just do good, man. Share goodness out in the people. Do spread goodness. When you see somebody who's not doing as well as you, do a favor. You know, help them out. That's all I'm trying to say. I called in tonight because your platform is one of the greatest in the world, D. What you guys do, the Fanatic, I love this station. The fact that people can call in. But let's just stop spreading hate in general. Just be nice to people. You know, all this stuff that's going on, it's been a tough week. It's been a tough week. It's been a tough year, 2020.
You're not kidding.
Just be nice to each other. And I see it every day. I see that spreading, but that's what's going on in the world. Like, you watch Netflix, right?
Occasionally.
All right. Well, there's a good thing. Everybody, check out Unsolved Mysteries is back. First off, I got it from this station. I get a lot of my knowledge from this station. Mm. I listen to you guys while I'm working. I love Beasley Media Group, everything you guys do. You know, the whole thing, Fanatic is the greatest.
Appreciate it.
Yes, D. And, you know, it's a shame we can't do the events, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a shame.
Hopefully
but, you know,
we will
get back to normalcy. But that's all I'm saying. Sorry to use up all my time, but I'm trying to spread positivity into the world. I'm tired of the hatred. Tired of hearing about people talking about it. Look, we all came from the same place. At one point in time, we all came from the same place. Mother Earth. Appreciate the earth. Appreciate yourselves. Appreciate each other. Take care of your kids. Do your thing. Be responsible. And that's all.
Got it, man. Listen, on your way out, do you have a great duo in terms of entertainment out there for us?
Yes, I do. Let's go. I got to go. And this is because of the racial order.
Okay.
Bruce Lee. Broke the platform for Asians in America and was the first one. They wouldn't even give him script. They wouldn't even let him talk. He had to earn his way to be able to talk on TV here in America. This is stuff that needs to be spread. Bruce Lee, Green Hornet, and Bruce Lee is my favorite TV duo of all time.
Wow. Okay.
I break the platform. That's go. What I do.
There you go. Listen, man, and have a great weekend, man. Good to hear
you
from
also,
you.
You also, brother.
Be safe. Keep you spreading also, that brother. Positivity, man.
Hey, let's go Sixers. Hey, the Sixers is going to win. Sixers are going to win. And that comes from my positivity.
There you go.
10-8, 76ers.
I'm sure a lot of people love to hear that. And thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 610-632-0975. Look at that. Yeah, a little positivity. A little positivity on this evening from our man Anthony in Baltimore. 610-632-0975. Man, let me get some more entertainment people. Give you a little entertainment things here. We got Jordan and Pippen, Kermit and Miss Piggy. I love that Rontrepreneur. Outkast. This is all from Rontrepreneur. Jordan and Pippen, Kermit and Miss Piggy, Outkast, Michael Knight and Kit from Knight Rider. Love it.
See, I gotta go no on Kermit and Miss Piggy.
You don't like that duo?
I love Kermit. Miss Piggy's just mean.
Yeah, she
like
did have
all
an
the time just mean.
She had an attitude. She had an attitude. I don't know what's up with her.
Kermit's over here, you know, trying to spread positivity, playing his banjo, and she's just mean.
His banjo. Oh man. Oh, that's a good one. Barack and Michelle Obama.
That's a good one. It's a very good one.
Entrepreneur. Yeah, Barack and Michelle Obama. Let me give you a couple more before we get to the phones. Kit and Michael Knight again from Entrepreneur.
I've never seen that show.
Never seen
I know
it,
the car.
But you know of it,
yeah,
right?
I know the car, yeah. But I've never seen the show.
It's classic. Jay-Z and Beyonce. That's from Paul.
Yep.
The big Ben Simmons fan. You know Paul.
Sixers-Lakers.
Patrick, Pat Aberley, 11, Norm and Cliff from Cheers.
Okay.
That's a good one.
You know, honestly, who I'm surprised you didn't mention?
Who's that?
Just because you talk about how you and your girls used to watch it all the time. Your boys Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb, yeah, love that show. No doubt. Rontrepreneur, he's just rolling. Heathcliff and Claire Huxtable. Definitely. You know, all things aside, Bill Cosby. In terms of that, 100%. Franklin, my buddy from the Sixers, myself, and Christian Crosby.
It's a good one.
There you go. Haven't heard from Franklin in a while. Obviously, we haven't been down to the arena.
Did you see his? You see his little video earlier today? Said something along the lines of like the boys are heading down to Orlando.
Really?
But I'm holding it down here, and he's like sunbathing in the parking lot. It's pretty funny.
All right, that's a good one. Suave Capo, Ramid. I'm glad Deshaun's discipline is in line with what happened with Riley Cooper's. I definitely believe they owed it to Deshaun not to cut him because of the BS that surrounded his release last time. Also, favorite duo, Shaq and Penny. Wish they would have won a chip together. Man, they should have beat them in 94 when they played. Was it 94? I think it was 94 when they played the Rockets in the championship. I wanted them to win that title badly. Was it 94? I think it was 95. I believe it was the Knicks in 94. 95 was the Orlando Magic. I definitely wanted Shaq and Penny to win one. Big Anthony Hardaway fan. Shaq, of course. I was a big, 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 big Anthony Hardaway fan, though. Big Penny fan from Michigan State to the Orlando Magic. And then the knees just didn't work out. Didn't work out for him. Big Earn 142 on Twitter before we get to Nate. The fact of the matter remains that Deshaun shared hate speech against another group of people. Hate speech is hate speech. We should all be equal, and in turn, all hate speech should be treated equal. Hate was at the core of his message and should be treated the same. But listen, Earn, Again, you're entitled to your opinion. He is, in fact, a fined conduct detrimental to the team. And DeSean Jackson is taking the steps towards the positivity that Anthony is speaking about, educating himself, speaking with Holocaust survivors, Julian Edelman, who came out openly about the frustration with DeSean Jackson, what he said, but also trying to come together with him, and many other things that DeSean Jackson is going to do. Tim McManus is reporting that he's going to give up a significant amount of his paycheck, donating that to the Jewish community efforts that Tim McManus is reporting here on his Twitter account. So DeSean is doing what DeSean has to do to educate himself and, you know, right the wrong that he has put out there. 610-632-0975. Nate in Delaware. How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Devon.
How's it going?
Brother Nate, RC81.
Nate, what's going on?
Roman Catholic High School, 1981.
Yes, indeed.
Now, I want to bring this point to,
okay,
not just to yourself, but to the people that's listening. You know, the word tossed around, systematic racism. I'm going to give you an example in my time why systematic racism was so influential to the youth, the young people that come through educational institutions. Okay. I went to Roman Catholic as a high school person. I went 8 years at St. Malachy in North Philadelphia. 8 years. When we spoke of the history of the books that was given to us, the difference I see now with the young people now that was different when I was growing up was when they gave us information, for example, they said Christopher Columbus covered America. We never questioned it.
Right.
Whatever was given
to us. It was truth.
It was we didn't have the energy nor the information as students to even question, because the imagery that we seen. We went into like Thanksgiving with the cornucopia and all that kind of stuff. We never questioned it. Then when we got educated, and that's what this part is about, education. Once I started to educate myself, I was like, hold on for a minute. I never looked at the Native Indians as being even a people. I looked at them more as being that the Santa Maria, the boat and all that, and Christopher Columbus came over and all that kind of stuff. But I never questioned. I remember when my daughter started going to high school and they had a challenge on this, and I was teaching her something at home about culture, black culture, African culture. And when she got into a debate with her teacher and the teacher told her to shut up and all that kind of stuff, I had to go to the school because my daughter said, Dad, what are you going to do now? So I went to the school with Ivan Van Thurdema, Black Civilization, and taught them that your education that you're indoctrinating us with is really not fair. But at that time, we couldn't question. These kids today have so much information that now the challenge is here. And I'm not mad at white folks, common white folks, but the institutional part was designed to really did a mess up. So what I'm asking God for, and I love you, Devon, because at least even with the Jackson guy, my wide receiver, he was wrong for using two certain areas in there. Matter of fact, he should have thought better when he put the word Hitler up there.
Yeah,
automatically shot down.
Right.
But I'm saying that there's been millions and millions of young African-American children in Philadelphia back at my time, back in the late 60s, early 70s, that we were indoctrinated with the mentality that we didn't know. Now that we know, now the challenge is on. And I don't want black supremacy. I don't want white supremacy. I want the truth. Because this world is about to change, Devon.
Hey, man.
It's really about to change.
Hopefully it changes for the better, man. Give us a duo, Nate, on the way out.
Yeah, I love you, man.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Love you back. Don't
be
a stranger.
I'll be calling more and more because I really used to call a lot on another station, But me and him got into it so bad.
Don't worry about it. You're here now.
I'm here now.
You got it.
I found a home again.
That's right. Nate, always welcome, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Love you back. 610-632-0975. John and John and Scott, we get to you guys when we return. And we'll get your duos as well when you speak about DeSean Jackson. 610-632-0975. Guess what, guys? Final segment coming up on the other side. 25 minutes commercial free as we end the show tonight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, I love to have that as the music going out. Allow me to introduce myself, Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli. 610-632-0975. Running with you until 10. Heavy stuff, of course, all week. Here on The Fanatic with DeSean Jackson. And tonight, the Philadelphia Eagles fined him conduct detrimental to the team. That is the penalty. And a lot of people agree that that was good enough for them. I thought that it would be a suspension and a fine, but this is what we have. And I'm okay with it. Now that it's laid down and the other things that he's doing, I'm fine with it. 610-632-0975. So we're running until 10. We want to give everybody an opportunity to get in here, so let's get ready to go back to the phones. Also, we'll get to the other things as we go along, but let's go to the phones. Let's go to John and Bryn Mawr on The Fanatic. Johnny.
Devon, how you doing, my man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I called you for the first time, I guess it was like 3 weeks, a month ago. Remember I told you I was in my garage doing a project?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I'm still doing the project. Anyway.
Take your time.
I wanted to first thank you for, you know, this open discussion. I'm learning a lot from both sides. One thing I definitely learned, it's hard to be objective about race when, you know, it involves black, white, white, black, because people are going to stick up for their own race. And I'm hearing it all day. I listen all day to your station. And one thing that I learned, though, I grew up in Northeast Philadelphia, and I was raised that there are black people, and then there's, you know, I'm not even going to say it anymore, because I learned I don't even like saying the N-word anymore. I just don't like saying it.
Anymore?
Yeah. No, I mean the whole phrase.
Saying the N-word, right.
No, saying the N-word, yeah. But and I'm not even going to say that anymore, but... I'm not going to stand here and say that I never used that word when I was younger, like telling a joke or whatever. You know what I mean? Because I never realized the effect and what that word really means. Now, I've learned over the years what it means. I didn't just learn what it means a month ago, but what I learned now is that I'm not even going to say that phrase anymore because of how ignorant it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, all these issues that are popping up, it seems like it's only dividing us more. I have not heard one African American today, just today when I was listening, who did not stick up for him, and they're trying to twist it. And now here we go. And on the other side of it, I have not heard a Caucasian who did not totally bash Riley for what he did. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, is everyone just going to stick up for their race regardless of what is right?
Well, in a time like right now, John, again, with everyone coming together for the Black Lives Matter and the marching that people were doing and trying to unify everyone, sometimes things do go that way. And that's why, as you pointed out, the fact that we're having this open discussion, because at the end of the day, yes, we want the focus to be on our own individual groups. But when we all talk about it, it's because we all, me as a black guy here, you as a white guy on the line, Tyler as a white guy, you know, we try to make sure that, you know what, when you call, we don't care about that stuff. Right? We're calling in to talk about the sport that we wanted to call in and have the conversation about, not the color of each other's skin, until it gets to that point where we have these types of things. So it's always going to be like that. And I don't think we'll ever change that, John, because we're in 2020, and this is something that we're sure we wanted that. They wanted that to be changed years and years and years ago.
Yeah, well so, I'm trying.
You know, let me tell you. Just do our part.
Yeah, let me tell you something. 15 years ago, I spent a couple months on State Road in Philly, and my cellmate was an African-American who had nobody except his dad, who was in a wheelchair dying. And he said to me, "Hey, John, if I get out before Christmas, I'm going to call you and we're going to spend Christmas together."
That's cool.
He called me 2 days before Christmas, and I went down to North Philly and picked him up, brought him to my house, and he spent 2 days with my family, and it was awesome.
That's dope. Yeah,
and that
course.
Dude was so happy. And I didn't even really do anything for him except, you know, give him love and friendship. And what a feeling that was, man. Why Good. Can't everybody be like that?
Good. I'm glad, man. And that's a great duo. You and your buddy keeping things going once everybody, you know, got their lives back in order. So give us a duo on the way out there, John.
I got a duo on the way out. You ready?
Yep.
Arnold and Willis.
No doubt about it, man. Different.
Yo, take streets. Care. I hope to meet you someday, bud.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. We'll make that happen. Thank you, John.
Take care.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. So, you know, some bad that turned into a positive with John and his friend that, you know, they happen to be locked away at the time together, and they get out and they continue the friendship and get their life back in order, their lives back in order. 610-632-0975. Tippy 215 says Method Man and Red Man. No question. Rottweiler. It's a great little, you know, great song. Right. They even had How High the Movie, which is, it was funny. It was funny. Yeah, it was pretty good. Let's go to John in Abington next. What's up, John?
What's up, D? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. You?
Oh, wonderful.
Good.
You know, my question is, D, let me just ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you got DeSean Jackson in front of you and you're interviewing him right now, what would you ask him?
First thing I would ask him is, Why put that post up?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Why? You are one of the prolific wide receiver in the NFL. And why would you post that? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody seems to like, well, they haven't gotten to him yet.
Well, I'll give you this one though, John. He did say what he said in terms of his apology as to what he didn't say exactly what he was trying to get across, but he did mention that he did not mean how things came off. And I hear you with asking the question, because that's the first thing I'm sure many people would ask. And I'm sure Julian Edelman maybe asked, Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie asked that question. Why?
I mean, you got bosses. We all got bosses. We all got nationalities. We all work for somebody, and they pay us. It's not like you're going to go on the radio, and you value your job, and you're not going to go one way or another because you value what you do. And you have to be careful what you say. In today's world, or any world, it doesn't matter, because it's 2020. You can't do it whether it's 2015 or 30 years ago. It's going to cost you your position.
Right.
So my thing is that your opinions should be kept to yourself. If you feel that way, keep it to yourself or have a conversation between you and someone else.
And I don't mind the conversation and having the opinion. Just again, just understanding where things are coming from. Make sure you understand what it is exactly that you are putting out there, where you don't get yourself in a situation like Deshaun is. The conversation can be had, but just be respectful with what you put out there and understand again where it's coming from.
Exactly. I mean, you're not going to get a ball player like a Mike Trout or somebody that's in a position of the stature that they're in that's going to say something about a black man.
I hope not.
You can't do that.
But we've had Riley Cooper, right? We've had that.
Man, I mean that knucklehead was stupid. That's just stupidity. That's where that comes from. That ain't smart. That's just dumb. That's just alcohol. You're out of the bar and you're lashing out.
I don't know, man. I mean, we can say it was alcohol because he was drunk, John, but
he could really feel that way.
Exactly.
Right?
He could really
feel that way.
Exactly.
But my thing is that, listen, I'm a white man. I grew up in a neighborhood where there was black people. And you know, listen, I was a safety on a corner and going to school. And we had five or six black boys come up to me. They didn't mean no harm, but they did some things to me. But guess what? We're best friends today. Because we don't take things seriously. Mm-hmm. That was just growing up. We were boys.
Yeah.
And we became men.
I got you.
And like when they come in and see me now, we hug. We just do things. Like you just that's don't cool. do things like that. And that's what we need more in this world.
You got it, man. John, give us a duo in entertainment.
Batman and Robin,
John, thanks for the call, man.
You're
appreciate
welcome, man.
It.
Always a pleasure talking to you.
Have a great weekend. You got it, man. Batman and Robin, Tyler.
I can't believe it took 3 hours and 38 minutes to get Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
I thought that was going to be one of the first ones that was said.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it took 9:30.
Better late than never,
I guess.
Better
late than never. Absolutely. 610-632-0975. Let's head to Barrington. Scotty.
Brother D, what's going on? What's good with you?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I'm heading home on the bus to my lady, working as usual like you, man.
All right, who's cooking, you or your lady? Who's cooking tonight?
I always cook, man. I like to cook. I would admit.
9:38, you going to cook?
Oh, no. I got food for tomorrow.
Oh, ooh. Okay. All right, so what's on deck tonight? I just had some, what did I just have? Chicken and like pesto or something.
Oh, okay, I had
some vegetables.
While I was at Worker Shop right tonight, they had some kind of decent sandwich in the deli. It's like pizza with like pretzel roll. And turkey and cheese, yeah.
Okay.
It's real good. But
I don't get down with those, the pretzel rolls. I just like my basic roll. But I hear you. I know a lot of people like the pretzel roll.
Yeah, let's try something a little different, Brother D.
Right,
but that last call, I'm going to touch on the Deshaun Jackson thing. Yeah, he was drunk, Riley Cooper. But I heard that's when you really speak the truth is when you're drunk. That's all I'm going to have to say about the Riley Cooper thing. But on with Deshaun, no, he was definitely wrong, but the rehab thing, I'm quite sure to help him. I know it was two different cases, brother D, but it helped Michael Vick out, you know, with the therapy. And you saw Chase Utley and his wife, God bless them, came to his aid, like Edelman came to Deshaun. So I think, you know, he can turn this around because Vick did. I know it was two different things, but, you know, Mr. Utley and his wife were very serious with the, you know, giving to dog kennels and all that. So, that's all I have to say about that. It was definitely stupid, and he knows better. But again, I'm glad Edelman reached out to him and other people with the Holocaust, and he's learned his lesson, Brother D. So I'm going to speak on that. And I guess my duo, I'm going to say Bonnie and Clyde. Brother D, peace, God bless you, man. Love you. I'm out.
Love you back, man. Appreciate it. Bonnie and Clyde, that's another one that you figure we would have gotten a little bit sooner in the program, 9:40. Bonnie and Clyde for Scotty. In Barrington. He's got the pretzel roll with the turkey and cheese. I'll take the regular roll with turkey and cheese. But I know a lot of people like that. with the you like that, Tyler, the pretzel roll?
I like pretzels and I like sandwiches, but I don't think I really like the pretzel roll too much.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Maybe on a burger.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I can't do it.
I've actually never had it on a burger. I've only had it on like a sandwich, you know, like lunch meat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something about I think I'd rather just have a regular roll.
What's the go-to cold cuts for you?
So for me it's either like the basic turkey or have you ever had the buffalo chicken before?
I have.
One of the best.
I have.
It's honestly it's probably the number one.
Mayonnaise?
No mayo. No mayo.
Plain?
I'll do mustard.
Nah, I can't do that. Nah.
I'll do
when I was like 12, I would do mustard.
Yeah, I don't like the taste of mayo at all.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
No.
Yeah,
I can stomach Miracle Whip.
No.
But I would prefer to go mustard. Yo, yeah, if I'm choosing between the two, oh no, mayo's out.
Miracle Whip is a waste of a jar.
Miracle Whip's not that good either.
It's a waste of a jar.
But like to me it's better than mayo.
That's not mayonnaise.
No, it's not. It just tastes a little bit better in my opinion.
What?
Yeah, I think they both stink, but
Miracle Whip is awful. Whatever is, yeah, that's awful.
You know, they're not good. Neither of them are good.
And mayonnaise is good. You tripping?
I'll just go mustard.
All right. Yeah, no pretzel. With Scotty and his lady, they have the pretzel sandwich tonight.
I hope it's good.
He said it was from the deli. I'll take Scotty up on that.
I believe him.
Yeah, I believe.
Just not my style.
I believe. And he's cooking tomorrow on the Saturday night.
He always sounds like he's cooking something good up.
He's always, yeah. I'm sure he's a good cook. Yeah, I'm sure. 610-632-0975. Like me, I just warm up the TV dinner. Just keep it moving. Nas and Sharon Hill. What's up, Nas?
Hey, what's happening, Devon? How's it going?
It's going, man. How about you?
Yeah, it's good. Just sitting in the car, my usual, having a cigar and some libation. This is my norm right now.
Well, I appreciate you listening to us, man. Thank you.
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener. And I want to say good evening to Tyler. That's your partner right now,
yeah,
right?
Yep, Tyler Zuli, yep.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I want to say I'm so glad that the Eagles decided not to get rid of DeSean Jackson. You know, everybody makes mistakes, so I'm sure he's learned from it, you know. And I was about to go in the house, but then I heard you talking about you're a big Penny Hardaway fan. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, and you stopped me right in my tracks. I know I'm going to charge you to your head and not your heart. You mentioned that Penny Hardaway went to Memphis, Michigan State. But
No. Memphis State.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the time it was Memphis State. Now, of course, it's just Memphis.
Oh, okay. There you go. Keith Lee and all those guys back in the day. Okay.
Yeah, and Lorenzen Wright was there when he was there at Memphis State at the time.
Uh-huh, yeah. So, but this is going to be real short. Like I said, it's my first time caller, and I'm going to hit you with my duo. I don't know if anybody said this or not, but did anybody say Fred and Lamont?
No one has said the Sanfords.
There you go.
Sanford and Son, no doubt. Nas, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you checking in with us for the first time. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, anytime.
You
thank you, man. Have a good
appreciate
night, my man.
It.
Stay safe.
You too, man. Have a good weekend. Sanford and Son, no doubt. No doubt.
We got a different one on Twitter. I thought we might get this one at some point, but we got one on Twitter.
Yep.
Corey and Sean from Boy Meets World.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Because they were boys through everything.
Yeah. That's a good one. All right.
I didn't watch that show when it originally came on. I was a little bit young.
Okay.
So I went back and when I got the Disney streaming, I watched the whole thing, like binged it. And it's not a great show, but it's, you know, it's a heartwarming show.
Yeah, it was good at the time.
You know, it's not tremendous by any means, but I was like locked in. I couldn't stop watching.
Yeah, it's good.
Apparently they have a sequel.
Yes, they do.
And I've not seen it, but I've seen some clips.
The kids watch it.
And it seems like
they
have to resort to going back to the Boy Meets World well. A few too many times.
Probably so.
It doesn't seem that it stands up on its own.
Probably so. Yeah, you have to go back to the origin of the whole thing and bring it back.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Full House. Or what's it called?
Fuller House.
Fuller House?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I've watched an episode of that yet.
Yeah, the girls watch it. I've walked past it. Never really sat down and watched it. 610-632-0975-G. And Alani, what's up, G?
Yo, what's going on, man?
G, what's going on?
I'm chilling. Yo, I wanted to, I love the show.
Thank you.
I wanted to call in and I wanted to offer some perspective on what I think a lot of people are kind of looking past in terms of what D-Jack was talking about.
Please do.
A lot of people, I heard him touch on the ignorance or the miseducation in our school system. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of listeners out here that know exactly what that is and what's going on, especially in terms of the things that we're taught about Black history, right? So let me ask you a question, Devon. What's your nationality?
I'm African-American and actually Cape Verdean.
Okay. Tyler, what about you?
He's on the phone.
Oh, all right. Well, my point in asking that question is, if you ask a person of color in this country what their nationality, a lot of times they're going to say Black or African-American.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Technically, neither one of them is a nationality, though. Black is a color.
Right.
Africa is a continent mm-hmm. with many countries and nations within itself. So even to say African-American is not a nationality. And I feel like what DeSean Jackson was saying, I feel like if anybody does a little bit of homework and you do a little bit of looking, you'll find some surprising stuff out there. I'm not going to get into all of that right here, right now. But mm-hmm. I think what he was trying to point us to was to look into who we are in terms of a nationality, in terms of, and to ask questions about the things that we were taught in school before we knew what questions to ask. You got to understand, we've kind of been indoctrinated into what we believe about ourselves. Like, what were so-called African-Americans, where were they in the 1300s? All we hear about is when they came over in slaves and things like that. But where do these people come from? What is the nationality of these people? And I think he was just hinting towards that. I feel like, you know, maybe he shouldn't have, you know, used Hitler or whatever.
Yeah,
but
definitely shouldn't have used Hitler.
Right, and agreed. But big picture, I don't think that was the point of what he was trying to say. I think the point was he was saying, yo, let us come together and let us find out exactly who we are, because what we've been told ain't it.
Well, I hope he says that when he is finally speaking to someone in the media and he decides to put it out there that's not just a video apologizing, where he's having that open dialogue with whomever it might be, that he says exactly what you're saying, G. So it is clear. Now people will say, well, he had a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it is, when he finally speaks. But if he says it and he puts it out there and he seems sincere, some might say it wouldn't be, but if it seems sincere, I hope he explains exactly how he thought and what he's also learned in that time since then.
For sure. And I put this out there just before you, I know you're going to let me go, but I want to put this out there and challenge those that have a major problem with what he said and really do some research, do some actual digging on who Black people, what we call Black people, who they are, and where exactly it is that they come from. I think that might really start to open up some conversations and give us some enlightenment, because we've been completely misled as to who we are as a people.
Listen, man, appreciate it, G. Give us on the way out, man. Give us a duo and entertainment.
Yo, I'ma go back before my time, yo.
Go.
I'm going to go Cheech and Chong, baby.
Cheech and Chong. That's the second time we've got Cheech and Chong.
Oh, you got it already?
Hilarious, right? Cheech and Chong, hilarious. Thanks,
hey,
man.
I'm paying homage right now. Shout out to the big guy.
Hey, G, thanks for the call, man.
For sure.
Oh, that's classic.
That's incredible.
I love it. Hey, man, it's live. Get it. I love it. I love it. Paying homage to Cheech and Chong as we speak. Love it. And he's, right? He's great, though. Thanks, G. Appreciate it. Let's go to LaRue. Our final phone call of the evening here on the show. LaRue.
Oh, I have the distinction of being the final call.
You have the distinction, man. Wrap it up. This is not just the final call of the evening, but for the week for us here on the show.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to say is that I grew up in the South, and I was confused as a young boy of 8 or 9 years old as to why there are white bathrooms and Black bathrooms. Mm-hmm. It didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, even now, when I didn't have to experience that, you still look at those photos and those still shots and things of that nature, some of the video that we see, and it still doesn't make sense to me, LaRue, even though we understood what the times were. It was wrong, and still don't understand it.
Yeah, but I knew that's what the community and that particular society was doing, but I was just like, why? So, anyway.
Yeah, it's tough, man. You still look at those and you still feel bad for everyone who had to go through that. And some of the videos still popping up because of everything that's been going on in the last couple of months. You hate that.
Yeah.
You hate that it happened.
Yeah, I suppose so. Anyway, I'm all past that, of course. One of my best friends is, I'm not sure what the proper term is, black African American.
It's all good. Your best friend is your best friend. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway,
yes,
that's my statement.
Okay.
And now you want the duo, right?
I want the duo. Give us a good one on the way out, man. It's the final one.
It's got to be Ike and Tina Turner.
Ike and Tina Turner.
Right?
That is a good one. That is a good one. Things went south for them, but that is a good one. LaRue, thanks for ending the show for us, man. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you soon, man. Have a good one. You got it. Thank you. Man. We had a lot of great ones. I love the fact that G said he's paying homage right now. Cheech and Chong. Love it. Love it. That's what we get, man. Just
hanging out on a Friday night.
Nothing wrong with that. Just doing what he does. You know, you got to do what he got to do. 25%, Tyler. The Jaguars looking to fill up their stadium during the season. I say fill up, and I mean, but 25%, they're looking to have some fans in the building when the football season starts.
You know, like when
I disagree, especially with that being Florida.
When I texted you, all I can think of was, that's not really a problem, because they don't fill their stadium anyway.
They do not.
So what's the difference?
They do not.
Do you ever see the pan shot of when it's like the stadium shot, and they will crop it as best they can, but you can still see the bottom portion of... Like, the upper deck is just covered with, like, that teal tarp.
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Could you ever imagine an Eagles game like that?
No.
Like, even when the Eagles were 4-12,
no,
people were going to games.
Yeah. That's like when the Phillies are really bad and you just...
But baseball's 162 games. It's 81 home games.
I know. You're talking about eight games.
It's like eight home games. And they're premier prices. Even the cheap, quote-unquote cheap seats... Are what? They're $70 a ticket now?
Probably.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wouldn't go. I'm just saying, as a fan.
I agree with you. I'm not going to go either.
I wouldn't go, especially in Florida. And finally, we go to this man a lot from ESPN. The NBA bubble watch and all that stuff.
Kendrick Perkins?
No, forget about Kendrick Perkins.
It's like your best friend.
Forget about him. He stinks. Woj, dropping bombs.
Yeah.
He dropped the bomb, all right, on a senator.
Just happened to be in, you know.
Who felt like he did not like that the NBA was going to allow players to have names or phrases on the back of their jerseys for Black Lives Matter. And he wanted to share that with Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, and some writers as well. And Woj just basically said, oh, you put me on this email? Bleep off. That was his best Woj bomb ever to me. And then he had to go back and apologize because it's Disney.
I don't understand why this is such a big problem for people.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Did you like the response?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. It's
a great Woj.
I understand he's going to have to apologize.
He did already.
Yeah, he has to because...
Because it's Disney.
If we did that, we'd have to apologize too.
100%.
But he's not wrong.
Yeah. He's not.
And you know the thing is too, he's usually a pretty tactful guy, like pretty, you know, G-rated with all of his stuff.
But see, here's the thing. He didn't put that out publicly.
Right.
The senator
put it out.
Right. What do you have to apologize for? He didn't do anything.
I don't.
But I hear you. I hear you. Well, listen, man. Great work as always, all week.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Glad you're back and healthy.
Thank you. as I stand up and kind of lean.
Yeah, you've been kind of hunched over a little bit for this last
segment.
Just making sure you're okay.
I'm good though. Yeah, I'm good.
You know, I can actually earn my Boy Scout badge if I escort you out the building, walk you to your car.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, you guys did that when I had the crutches after surgery, so you already earned that badge. But thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You and I were the walking wounded.
Yes,
this
we
past
were. Yeah,
winter.
But you were lucky. I was not.
Yeah,
I had the fake diagnosis.
Yes.
I had the real ACL diagnosis. I wish my doctor said the same. Todd, thanks so much, man. Great job all week. Thanks to all the callers. I know I missed Tuesday and Wednesday, but thanks to Joe and to Rob for filling in. Really appreciate it. We'll be back on Monday, 6 o'clock, and we'll have plenty of things to discuss. Hopefully we'll have some things because the Sixers practice tomorrow. They do. They start tomorrow morning practice in Orlando in the bubble. Look forward to see what the boys do. Aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons. And I'm sure we'll talk about that next week. Ty, have a great weekend. Everybody else, thanks so much. And we will be back on Monday at 6 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.